Hello, and welcome to episode number 9 of The Happiest Competition on Earth. I'm Ambie. This is where you introduce yourselves.
Oh, and the rest of us, Jeffers and...
Wow.
Zelina.
Wow.
Or Zelena.
Do you people see do you see what I have to work with, really? This is what I have to work with night after night,
awesome
week
people,
after week.
Duh.
Oh, God.
Oh, you drama queen.
I know. So, tonight, the theme was live action Disney. They had to sing anything as long as it was sung in live action. So, they couldn't... Basically, the rule of thumb was if it was ever animated, it's a no-no. So, like, even if it was originally sung in live action and then crossed over into animation, that did not count. Because there were a couple of cases of that from, like, things that were... from the Broadway shows that then got reanimated and put in as, like, bonus features into the movies and so on and so forth. And things that, movies that are partly animated, partly not, the animated part didn't count. But, well, I was thinking more Enchanted. Because Mary Poppins, I would have counted Mary Poppins because it was a live-action person singing it amongst a whole bunch of animated penguins.
I think the rule of thumb we had was as long as the singer itself is a human being.
Yeah, exactly. As long as the singer is live action, it's okay. The singer cannot be animated.
Song of the South would have been okay, too.
Yeah, Zippity-Doo. I think I mentioned Zippity-Doo-Dah in the end of the episode where he announced the theme, I think. I'm not 100% sure. But so last night was our good and evil, or good and bad. We never really, like... evil, bad, same difference. Immunity and Nani won for the good guys and Lash won for the evil / bad guys. So they are immune tonight. They cannot
assuming
go home.
They submit, of course.
Assuming they submit, which they did. we had one drop beforehand, and we brought someone back. And some of you, I think some people know who got brought back, but other people don't. So we won't say, so it'll be a surprise when all of a sudden they start singing and be like, oh my God, they're back. And then we had one person that just did not turn in, so we only have 19.
DQ.
DQ, for shame. And it was someone that was asking questions too, which kind of makes me depressed. I was like, oh, they asked questions and they just never turned in.
Maybe something came up on their end or something.
I know. But so we have 19 people tonight and we're cutting down to 15. So 4 people will be going home tonight, basically. Dun, dun, dun. Not as big a cut as the last time, so.
Which was brutal.
That was brutal, yeah. So you don't need to sweat as much. I mean, you still need to sweat. Just don't sweat as much.
Just kind of sweating. Not too much.
Just a little bit. A little perspiration can't hurt.
That's what drops.
Little drops of perspiration can't hurt. So I guess we're going to go into the first person, who is AX Idol singing winner, Rachelle Yeller.
Woo!
Go, Rachelle.
Congrats!
She is like, VAA always has like their voice actors that are like their ambassadors to the AX Idol. We got the singer though. Singing wise, she's mainly with us. Like, she does still do voice acting at VAA, but, and no one over there seems to realize it. Like, they're all like, yay for all the people that won, like, Amanda Lee for winning for VAA. And it's like, guys, you realize that the singer was a member of VAA too, right?
That's what I'm
VAA
saying.
VAA has both, like, I think that's the first time someone brought up a good point that they think it was the first time that both the acting winner and the singing winner were both members of VAA. Because usually the singing winners are, like, are people that aren't, like, outsider people, like karaoke people and stuff like that. This, I think, is the first time that a VAA member has won both of them, so... that's kind of...
And it's our Rachelle in that little...
It's our Rachelle, and I can't wait to hear her. Let's see if she can own up to her win with us tonight. Now the pressure's really on, because this was her rushing to get this turned in before she had to leave.
Yeah.
So
before she won.
Before she won, yeah. So here's hoping. I still can't find my notebook.
I'm all digital, guys. All digital. Saving trees here. Those two are just killing them down. One notebook at a time.
I'm a lumberjack and I don't care.
Doesn't seem right these days. keeps getting in the way. Whenever we try, somehow the plan is always rearranged. It's so hard to say, but I gotta do what's best for me. You'll be okay, I've got to move on. Them fall every time another color turns to gray, and it's just too hard to watch it all slowly fade away. I'm leaving today, cause I gotta do what's best for me. You'll be okay. Trust. I know you never wanted to. But what about me? What am I supposed to do? I'm gonna leave, but I'll miss you.
And that was Rashida with Go Your Own Way or Go My Own Way.
Go My Own Way.
Go My Own Way.
From Vanessa's standpoint.
From High School Musical 2.
Which is why I don't know it.
I think Zell's going to be kind of lost a bit today. I'm actually looking at, I guess, Jeffers, did you fill in the spreadsheet with those songs?
Yeah, I previewed the songs last night.
Okay, because
earlier today, so.
I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be a little lost, I think, too, for a couple of these. Like, some of them I know, some of them I don't.
There's quite a few contemporary and really obscure, and there's some classic ones too, so I think it's a good mix tonight.
Yeah. So it's like, finally, I might get one that I know. On to Rochelle Euler. I liked it, but the back vocals really annoyed me. Like, and they were actually Vanessa Hutchins too. Like, I was like, oh, Vanessa Hutchins, shut up and let Rochelle Euler sing. God. Yeah, like, I thought, especially in the beginning, like, the back vocals didn't bother me as much in the second half, except for that one spot where, like, Vanessa Hutchins got her own, like, solo in the middle of your song. I was like, what the hell? Get out of here.
I know.
Get out.
Give Rochelle her space.
Go.
Let her shine.
I was having a Ruby Rod moment from Fifth Element. The thing I liked most about it was I really felt the emotion in it. Like, I felt that, like, the sadness behind, like, oh man, I have to go. I really don't want to go, but I have to go. And then there was, like, the one part where, like, you were kind of starting to get, like, accusing, and I could feel, like, the betrayal in what you were, like, how betrayed you felt. My other issue with it, though, was that I felt that some of the lower notes towards the end were a little weak. Like, I don't know. I didn't think that they were supported well enough, and it kind of was a, like, it was really good, and then the ending kind of got weak because of the low notes.
Is that where the "What about us? What about everything we've been through?" part?
No, I think it was like the last cut. Like, there was a whole bunch of like "I gotta go my own ways" near the end.
Oh, okay.
Like, she did, like, the last verse, and then there was, like, a couple of just, like, "I gotta go my own ways" that led to the end. Like, the very end of the song. Like, it was really good, and then, like, there were these low notes in the phrasing in, like, the last, like, maybe 3 to 5 lines of the song that were just, like, the same thing repeated over and over again. And it just didn't sound, like, strong and supported. And it kind of was I didn't like it because the song had been so strong, and then to end on this weak note kind of dragged it down at the end. Like, if anything, you gotta start strong and end strong. What happens in the middle is, like, important, but if the ending is weak, that's the last thing you're gonna remember from it was the weak ending. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff first.
I kind of have the same notes on your my voice is dying today, guys. Sorry. I thought the low notes were also kind of a little sketch at times, especially the Zac Efron part on the bridge. I thought, like, I know this is, like, a kind of a duet, not really type of song, but, like, I didn't like your Zac lines because they were pushing the bottom of your range. But, like, I agree with Amy. The emotion was really nice, especially at the end of the second verse. And I thought you had good dynamics, but, like, for me, this was just a little rough in places. Like, to me, it felt like it was a little bit hurried through. But overall, not bad at all, Rochelle. Zoe?
Hello, Rochelle. I'm going to be judging a High School Musical song. Please excuse my ignorance. I have to say, I do like the emotion in this. Back vocals were evil. Lower range needed more support. And I heard, like, pops or clicks around, like, 320. I don't know if y'all heard those two or not. Like, I heard like, some background noises. That might be my volume also being really loud.
I'd have to go listen back, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Okay.
And congrats on AX.
Woo!
Okay, so then moving on. Coming up next, we have... Oh, I clicked away again. Ah! Carly! Carly! Carly is next!
Living in my own world, didn't understand that anything could happen when you take a chance. I never believed in what I couldn't see. I never opened my heart to other possibilities. Ooh, I know that something has changed. Never felt this way. And right here tonight, this could be the start of something new. It feels so right to be here with you. Oh, and now I'm looking in your eyes. I feel in my heart the start of something new. Who would ever thought that we'd both be here tonight? And the world looks so much brighter with you by my side. I know that something has changed. Never felt this way. I know it for real. This could be the start of something new. Until it happened to me.
And that was Carly with Start of Something New, also from High School Musical 1. let's see. My first note, Carly, was self-duet. Uh-oh, dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Danger. Danger. Because, whenever you do a self-duet, it's kind of hard because, you have to cover both the ranges of the guy and the girl. So it's, very difficult. And I coped with it well for the most part, I think. But I know there were some parts you left out. There was a run in the bridge.
Yeah,
that
the Zach
felt
one.
Very strange without it. And there was a couple parts here and there throughout the song that was left out. And it kind of felt a little strange without that. And I think I would have liked the lower harmony in the chorus as well. I think that would have been a nice touch. I also thought your voice keeps, adapting to the songs every week. And I thought that was cool. In the beginning, I thought, Autumn? Did Autumn, submit for ACOE? but overall, it was a little pitchy throughout. But that was my only main notes. It was a little pitchy and some parts sounded strange without the other part. Zoe?
Okay. Yeah, I don't... Yeah, you know me in High School Musical. All right, so I have a lot of things. I don't know if it's the actual... If I'm actually hearing it correctly or not. But, the I Never Believe In at 33 seconds sounded flat. It also sounded flat at 44 seconds at Other Possibilities. Again, I don't know the song well enough to really know. And I have to agree overall that you did have a lot of pitchy problems in the song. At one point, the back vocals were really weird and it didn't mesh. Or, you either finished before it or something like that. But I just remember the back vocals were just not working at one little line. I'm not sure how this is sung, but I'm not really sure if I liked how your voice sounded with this song. Let's see what else. I think that's it, because I'm really confused. Oh, yeah. I have two things. Your mic fuzz at the beginning, it's better just to have it playing when you play the karaoke, because it starts, because you could hear when your mic turned on or when you started recording. And also, please have your name in the file name. It makes it easier for us to mix and everything. Okay, and that's all I had. Andy?
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with the pitchy thing. Zelina, I know you don't know High School Musical, but I don't know exact spots, but I'm going to have to say that more than likely all the spots that you mentioned were in fact flat or sharp.
Probably.
More than likely, because I just thought that this sat in a very odd space in your range. I think that you have a stronger lower range, like a chest voice, and I thought that you were a little too much, this song put you way too much in your head voice, and I just don't think you have as much support in the head voice, in my personal opinion, and I just thought that it was just odd at times. And overall, I didn't think there was a lot of oomph behind it. It was a case of, and I don't like when people just sing a song and they don't perform a song. This was a case of, I think, singing the song and not really, performing it to the full extent it could have been. And again, with the reverb, I thought that the reverb, as the song went on, the reverb didn't seem as reverby, but in the very beginning when you first came in, it was whoa, in a tunnel again. But, yeah, you couldn't really have corrected it because you sent from, the notes that we gave last night, because we didn't post the notes until after the deadline, so you wouldn't have known that. But in the future, if you're still around after tonight, be careful of that. Be wary of it, of too mm-hmm. much reverb, because it makes you sound like you're inside of a tin can. So, yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Same here.
All right. So then coming up next is the immune Nani. Let's see
mm-hmm.
if she really needs that immunity or not. She has it either way, but did she really need it? We're about to find out.
We shall see.
Star in my head, a voice says, why not try everything?
Jenny with Who Will I Be from
Camp Rock.
Yes, Demi's intro song.
I actually like Demi Lovato. It sucks that, you know, she got all messed up and had to cancel her show. Because now we have that So Random show, and that show sucks.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's like an All That wannabe.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I liked All That, too.
All That was good. So Random is not.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of junk when you take out the principal character and try and scrap up the remains.
And, like,
so.
Shove in other people that can, like, are going to try. They're going to, like, oh, they can fill the void. No. No, they can't.
Kind of like the new generation of All That.
Yeah, on a different network. Like, and yeah, just
yeah, it Nickelodeon.
So sad. So sad.
All right. Camp Rock. This is the Jonas Brothers movie, right?
Yes.
Yay, I know something.
For those of you that are new to the show, like, I know Nani's new to the show, Zelina does not know contemporary Disney.
No.
At all.
Expert, and I'm the contemporary one.
Yeah.
It's awesome making her go first.
And I guess that kind of makes me the Renaissance expert for the most part.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Regenerate.
And then we all have our little obscures.
Yeah.
All right. Mixing note, I think the music was louder than your vocals. It sounded like that to me.
Just like a teeny bit, maybe.
Yeah. Or like the reverb wasn't helping. I don't know. Were the back vocals hers, or was that the karaoke?
I couldn't tell. Some of them sounded like her, so I put down background vocals, question mark. Like, and if she did do them, they were really well done and well mixed, too, because they sounded, like, built in. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Although, at some parts, sometimes they, like, felt like they were cut in or something like that. Because, like, one or two points, it sounded like they weren't exactly there or something. Belt. Oh, my God. 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 Okay. Yeah, you get that. Good dynamics, energy is awesome as usual. You had like click movement or a fan at the end of the clip. I don't know if y'all caught that, but like as soon as like the song ended, there was like background noise. And that's all I had. How did I do, Amby or Jeffers?
You did the best with the knowledge that you have, Selena. It's okay. You can go. You can go take a seat now. It's okay.
Yay!
Here, have a cookie.
I mean, sharp cookies.
zing! Nani. Look out, guys. Nani is gunning for the win on this show. Because she, like, comes out, like, ba-bam every single time. Like, oh, the energy behind it was, like, exactly what the song needed. Because it is from Camp Rock, which is all, like, it's, like, modern, like, kid rock. It's like, not kid rock, not like the singer kid rock. It's like tween rock, which is kind of like bubblegum. Instead of bubblegum pop, it's like bubblegum rock, which is like, I'm so hardcore and badass, but I'm cute and fun at the same time. And that was
we
like,
rock.
We rock. Yeah. Let's all get some ice cream. Yeah.
She stole my necklace or whatever it was.
Oh, that's your. That's really what.
That's the storyline, though. Oh, she stole my necklace. I'm DQ'd or something like that.
I'm gonna sing anyways, cause yeah. But
I'm so happy I don't watch contemporary Disney.
I really liked where this sat in your voice, cause you really had like the whole Demi Lovato, like pump it up, rocking out energy going on with it, and it just. It sat in that spot in a range that on any other song, I probably would not have liked it because it kind of bored a little bit on, like, just getting near the straininess between, near the break between head and chest. But it never fully went beyond the breaking point. And it just was, like, at that little spot that's, like, that, like, glory spot in it for bubblegum rock music that, like, really makes it feel like a part of, like, that's where that's how it's supposed to be. And I really liked your belting on it. When you started belting, it was like, yeah, so bravo, Nani. I liked it.
Bravo.
Yeah, I love Demi Lovato stuff. And the only worry about ever doing that kind of song is the belting. And I thought you did that very, very well, Nani. Let's see. I think they pretty much took all my other notes, so good job. I don't think you needed the immunity tonight.
Yeah, oh yeah, I don't think she needed the immunity either.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so up next is Gildragon.